WCB Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. To the surprise of no one, Donald Trump easily won the Iowa caucuses. Ron DeSantis was second. Nikki Haley, third.
Now the focus shifts to New Hampshire, where the primary is coming in just a few days. Former President Donald Trump has a lead there in that race when you look at recent polling as well. But Nikki Haley has gained momentum. She is closing in on him, and she is hoping to run up the score there with independents in that state who can vote in that primary election. We know that Ron DeSantis is skipping ahead to South Carolina to try and improve his chances there.
ABC's Avery Harper. Some 190 million Americans are getting a real taste of winter. Record cold extending all the way south to the Gulf Coast. It's so cold, Chicago, Detroit, Denver, Dallas, and Houston are closing schools today. Looks like someone swatted the White House. Emergency vehicles responded to what turned out to be a bogus report on Monday that the executive mansion was on fire. It was not. This is ABC News. Separately, Boeing is outlining new quality control steps in the wake of one of its jetliners losing a part of itself 3 miles in the air.
In a letter to Boeing employees, the company says it's working with airlines affected by the 737 MAX 9 grounding, taking a hard look at quality practices at Boeing factories and across its production system. The company says it will do more inspections and has deployed a team to inspect Spirit AeroSystems' installation of door plugs. Spirit AeroSystems makes a 737 fuselage for Boeing. Boeing says it's also opening its factories for additional oversight inspections separate from an FAA investigation. Alex Stone, ABC News.
His son reports the death in New York City of attorney Leon Wildes, who helped John Lennon and Yoko Ono earn permanent residency in the U.S. in 1972 after they were targeted for deportation by the Nixon administration. Wildes found a loophole and an obscure government policy allowing the two to stay. Leon Wildes was 90. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
We all have someone we love, like the favorite lyric in our favorite song. You can't imagine life without them. Cancer screening tests can help keep the person you love around longer by detecting changes before cancer develops, or catch it early when it may be easier to treat. And many tests are available for free or are covered by insurance. It's time to sound like a broken record. Tell all your friends and family, I love you. Get screened. Visit cancer.org/get screened to learn more.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It is bitterly cold out there this morning, and that is going to be the case for a pretty good chunk of the day today. Wind chill minus 25 to minus 35. It'll be mostly cloudy, breezy, high of 1 above today. Tonight, 2 below, but not as windy. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, with a high right around 8. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, 7 below zero.
There are 1,000 ways to say it.
Nope. Knock it off. Shut it down. Dream on. No dice. Give it a rest. Not a chance.
Or just
all text. You focus on the road.
As a passenger, you have the power to prevent an accident. There are 1,000 ways to stop a distracted driver. Choose one.
A message from CTIA.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder, metamorphosis, philosopher you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Cooledapparel.com.
On the job till the cows come home. This is the Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
On a Tuesday morning, fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke. Glad you're along with us. Did you see that NFL playoff game yesterday in Buffalo, New York? Congratulations, by the way, to the Bills that beat the Steelers. But what I was noticing were all of the fans that had actually purchased a ticket to be a part of that game. Then they got to their seats and found out that they had to find a shovel so they could dig them out. That was something. I thought to myself, boy, Lambeau Field ought to teach those Buffalo Bills groundskeepers how to get rid of snow in a dilly of a hurry. I thought that was kind of interesting. Anyhow, today we are still under a wind chill advisory. We'll see sunshine today. Not necessarily a warm day, though. 2 above is our expected high. And again, when you factor in winds out of the west-southwest, gusting up to 15 miles an hour, you understand why a wind chill advisory is in effect. Tomorrow, a little bit better. Partly cloudy, up to 14 degrees. Thursday, mostly cloudy, 11 above. And Friday, mostly cloudy, 7 above. We'll talk weather with Stu Mock, our ag meteorologist, in about 15 minutes. John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend, has got a head of steam built up after Friday's World Ag Supply Demand Report. Of course, the markets are just coming back online now after the 3-day holiday weekend. So he's going to break it all down for us and tell us what the markets see and how they're reacting. Stick around for that conversation. And it doesn't feel like county fair season, does it? But already plans are underway to make sure that you're entertained and enjoy the county fairs that are coming in the state of Wisconsin. Charity Seebecker was at the Wisconsin Fair Association convention last week, and we're going to catch up with a few of the folks that are already making those plans.
Wisconsin banks are signaling caution as we get started in a new year, but these bankers are still a lot more optimistic than they were ahead of 2023. I'm Stephanie Hoff from the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison. Rose Oswald Poles joins us. She's the president and CEO of the Wisconsin Bankers Association. Every 6 months, they survey Wisconsin bank CEOs on economic conditions. Last year at this time, 3/4 of the respondents predicted that the economy would worsen. Today, that number is less than half. Rose tells me what else stuck out to her in the results.
Our survey results for, you know, the current health of the economy in Wisconsin are not surprising. Almost 70% of our respondents believe that Wisconsin's current economic health is either good or excellent, which is really strong. Last year, I would say bankers were a little more pessimistic heading into 2023, and this year bankers are feeling like we're in a strong economic position today and believe that that resiliency is going to carry us forward into 2024. Almost all respondents, over 95%, do not see inflation worsening, which is a really good sign. And only about 44% predict that the economy will weaken over the next 6 months. So definitely fewer than what we saw a year ago.
We went from 3/4 last year kind of predicting not optimistic news to now just 44%. What are some of the economic trends that are pushing a majority of those bankers to be optimistic?
I think we are finally seeing a slowdown of hikes in interest rates. And that's, you know, certainly all of us as consumers individually, but, you know, certainly anyone that's running a business or a farm operation where you have borrowing costs that are very much tied to interest rates, you know, we're seeing those level off. And I think we also predict that the Fed is going to perhaps even start to lower interest rates maybe very late in 2024. So I think not seeing any continued increase in interest rates here of a meaningful amount in the foreseeable future is a really positive sign. I think that is coming because inflation metrics are also showing that, you know, it's not worsening and it might actually even be improving. We have strong employment numbers as well in our state. So I think there's several different key economic indicators that are all pointing in a more positive direction, where a year ago at this time, I think we were really concerned about, you know, recessionary environment that thankfully didn't come to fruition to that degree.
On the flip side, Rose, for the 44% of respondents who think the economy will weaken over the next 6 months, what are some of the red flags that stood out to them?
Honestly, a couple of the factors I mentioned. So, you know, interest rates are remaining still really high. And, you know, the Fed was contemplating raising them again. They are choosing not to do that, it appears. So that's a good thing. But they still remain high. So as I said earlier, borrowing costs for businesses and the farm industry and even consumers individually on their own personal credit cards are still extremely high. And that stress, that financial stress on anybody's budget or a business's operations is tough to manage. And so I think what we may see, and at least what some of the respondents likely who thought it's going to even weaken further, maybe see some more businesses close down, maybe some more layoffs happen at larger employers, and maybe see consumers tightening after the holiday season purchases are through, but, you know, not see any real big consumer purchases in the next 6 months. So I think there is still, because interest rates are high, even though, you know, it's a positive for the longer term outlook, that they're not going to keep increasing at the quick rate we've seen happen over the last 18 months. The fact that they're going to stay steady at a high rate has some concern.
I did not hear any talk of geopolitical problems or even our own election year approaching. Was that a concern at all for Wisconsin Bank CEOs?
So certainly some of the commentary that we did get back as to why they were, you know, maybe saying, for example, that the economy might remain weak for the next 6 months is because of a lot of the geopolitical concerns happening globally, and also it being a presidential election year. Whenever that is the case, you know, there's always a lot more turmoil and uncertainty heading into a presidential election year, and we are certainly seeing that come through in the results of the survey for 2024.
But again, nearly 70% of respondents did rate Wisconsin's current economic health as excellent or good. But Rose, is this a sentiment that's felt beyond Wisconsin borders?
Yeah, I think in other parts of the country that are similar to Wisconsin, so, you know, probably more of the Midwest than what you necessarily see on the coast, I think you're seeing a lot of that same type of cautious optimism bleeding into 2024 from the banking industry there as well. So I think there's, again, a lot of reasons where we are in our part of the country a little more insulated from some of the huge economic swings that happen. Our economies do tend to be more diversified. We have strong manufacturing and other business sectors, but then we also have strong agricultural sectors and other industries such as tourism and other things. So I think our economies are a little better balanced in the middle part of the country than what you might necessarily find again on the coast. So the sentiment is definitely shared among bankers and what I'm hearing from my colleagues in other parts of the central part of the country, for sure.
So if we take a look at the survey and what it means for community banks, what are you using the survey for?
Yeah, the purpose of our survey, which we do twice a year and have for many years now, is really to provide an economic outlook to the public and to elected officials. I think bankers are in a really unique position to know the specific details of their customers' financial health, the different businesses that they work with, that they, you know, lend money to. And so they're just in a really unique position to sort of see where there might be sectors of the economy or certain types of industries that might be seeing a little more strain than others. What does it say for bankers in terms of what they can do with the information? I think it just reaffirms that, as I said earlier, the economy is currently doing strong in our state, and I think that resiliency will carry forward into 2024. Not that there are going to be, you know, extreme positives coming forward, but there aren't as much caution or as many headwinds as what, you know, we might have seen a year ago. And so there's still plenty of lending opportunities for banks. There's still fair demand for loans from their business customers, which is positive. So I think, you know, the broader message to the community banking industry is that you know, we're open for business. We make loans every day and take on those risks, and we want to continue to do that and be there for our customers in 2024.
Anything that farmers or agribusinesses specifically need to be thinking about for the first half of 2024?
I think ag overall, from what our ag lenders have said in the survey, is, you know, ag continues to be a bright spot. Again, there's always little issues that can come up, and I mentioned weather. We had a drought earlier this year that, you know, had a lot of farmers concerned about crop yields, and it turned out that for many of them, crop yields were far in excess than what was anticipated. So it was a great year in that regard for them, and turned out to be a lot better. So I think just continuing to have that dialogue, we're certainly there to lend. We're there to respond to their needs, and that will continue to be true next year.
Rose Oswald Poles joining us. She's the president and CEO of the Wisconsin Bankers Association, speaking to the results of their latest economic survey. They asked about 70 Wisconsin bank CEOs about what they predict the economy to do in the next 6 months. Nearly 70% rate the economy as good to excellent. Less than half think the economy will worsen in the first half of 2024. From the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Jahnke.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW. Be a part of the resistance. Check out the Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW, and on the Civic Media app.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Where the fans own the team. This is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW. He moves like these
before. If your workout includes baling hay and pitching pens, then you'll be comfortable right here. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Jahnke.
Man, I don't know if anybody's comfortable in the state of Wisconsin, especially if you've got to be outside. Yeah, you can work up a little bit of internal heat when you're doing chores, but boy, oh boy, you got to be so careful out there. Time to talk about it. Our ag weather update brought to you courtesy of our buddy Stu Muck, ag meteorologist, along with us. And, you know, the other element about this that I hadn't been thinking about until yesterday is the weight of that snow from last week, specifically, Tuesday through Friday. A couple barns were compromised. You know, got to watch that weight on those rooftops. That's not something a lot of people have been thinking about because you're so doggone cold.
Yeah, we're cold, and we're more concerned with getting the driveway and the yard open and getting on the road. Yeah, we forget that snow is really heavy.
Yeah, and I noticed a lot of icicles off a lot of homes, too. That's going to be a factor. I mean, like we said, right now we're kind of putting that on the back burner, if we can, to deal with this brutal sub-zero weather.
If you turn up that back burner, it would feel better.
Yeah, that's true, too. It would.
Yeah, so come on, help us out here, Pam. It is cold, and it's going to stay that way. Maybe not as cold, according to the thermometer, as it's been now, but still way below normal, and we add the wind to that. The entire state of Wisconsin painted with a nice light blue on my map to tell me there's a wind chill advisory everywhere. There's a little break in western Wisconsin, noon today until 6 this evening. Then that wind chill advisory kicks in again. In the east and south, it stays, and that wind chill advisory in effect until 9 a.m. tomorrow. And in that time, wind chill values absolutely could drop down into that 20, 25, 30 below range, most likely this morning, then again, maybe early tomorrow morning. Just make sure if you're out, you bundle up, cover it up. Don't be out very long, and if you have to be out, make sure you dress accordingly. No real big changes. A weak Alberta Clipper front drops through here late Wednesday into early Thursday, knocks that temperature down just a little bit. That's about it. I really don't expect we get snow out of it, but the continuation of the cold weather is the story right through the end of the week. Oh, I think we've all heard it by now. There's talk about next week heading back to normal or a bit above. I'm seeing a forecast map here that shows me toward Monday, Tuesday, we could be in the upper 20s and low 30s. That's back to normal and above. Upper 20s are our normal in southern Wisconsin right now, about 27 exactly, a little lower than that the further north you get. But when we start talking upper 20s and low 30s, that's above normal. That also means into next week, I expect we start to melt and thaw, and we'll probably make some new ice from snow melting and thawing. So things all change. Now, with that warm-up next week, don't be surprised. I'd expect a little more of an active pattern for some new precipitation chances. Oh, I don't expect we'll talk about foot amounts of snow or anything, but there could be a couple of inches here and there as we look ahead to next week. Just trying to brighten it up. I mean, it's cold. That's where it's going to be right on through today, tomorrow, Thursday as well. Fortunately enough, those winds may diminish somewhat later this week, so we lose some of that chill factor, but it is a cold spell, and it will be staying with us. I'll have our forecast details right after this.
Join the fabulous farm babe, Pam Yonke, along with the Wisconsin soybean and corn growers at the 2024 Corn Soy Expo. It's happening on February 1st and 2nd at the Kalahari Resort in the Wisconsin Dells. Pam will be broadcasting on Thursday at 11:30 a.m. with Compeer Financial, located in Booth 409. She'll broadcast at 2 p.m. with the Wisconsin Soybean Board at booth 402. For more information or to make plans to attend, visit cornsoyexpo.org.
We're exploring farming in the last frontier, Alaska. Come and join us. Hi, everyone. I'm Pam Yonke. The date's August 22nd through September 1st. We'll visit a variety of Alaska farms, including a private boat excursion to experience a shrimping operation. Of course, you'll get all the majestic scenery and impressive wildlife along the way. Visit holidayvacations.com, keyword Pam, for more information and to watch a travel video, or call 888-557-1020 today. I'm going to have to look up and see how cold Anchorage, Alaska is today, because, Stu, I got to believe there are not a lot of places right now that are any colder than Wisconsin.
Well, the Minnesota's right there. I mean, we're all in the same boat here in the upper Midwest. It's just on the cold side. And I'll mention it again, the wind chill advisory. Yeah, I did a few things outside yesterday. I probably should have had more clothes on. Fortunately, didn't have a problem, wasn't all that long, but it's way too easy to forget and find yourself in a real bad situation. So today, with high pressure to our southwest, I expect we talk about a little more sunshine. Well, there may be a few flurries in western Wisconsin this morning. Don't get too worried. They're just that, a few flurries. And otherwise, overall, skies will become mostly sunny. Could be partly sunny further north. Still a little brighter, but kind of cool. About two above, maybe a three here and there. That's about it. And the wind chill still near 20 and 30 below this morning. The west winds about 10 to 15. Overnight, partly cloudy skies. Still cold, 8 and 10 below. Winds out of the southwest, 10 to 15. Mostly sunny on Wednesday. Could be more partly sunny further north. I'd expect to find our way up to around 11 or 12, maybe warmer, maybe a teen in far southern Wisconsin. West winds at 5 to 15. And by Thursday, mostly cloudy. about 10 or 11 with the northwest winds at 5 to 10. Just keeps on with that coolness, Pam. There's not that real warm-up until next week.
And just like that, Anchorage, Alaska this morning, 9 degrees, no wind, so it feels like 9. And they're going to be in the upper teens this week. They've got a dense fog advisory. So everybody that thinks that Alaska's always snow and polar bears, it's not exactly that way even now.
I expected Anchorage was going to be a little better than we are. Yeah. So,
yep.
Hey,
not much.
Why not? Let's go.
All right, buddy. We'll catch up with you tomorrow. Stay warm.
All right. See you then.
Stumacher, ag meteorologist, with the weather details that you may or may not be looking for. But we got to tell you what's out there. We've got John Heinberg on the way.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Jahnke.
From I-43 to I-41. This is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
If you're looking forward to getting out on the bay or lake to ice fish or snowmobile, colder temperatures are here, but consider this.
Well, in a normal winter, starting sometimes Thanksgiving, ice starts to form. This year, we are a full 5-6 weeks behind our ice making.
That's Tom Derzwicki from Bayside Ice and Recovery in Suamico. He's been rescuing people and their trucks after falling through thin ice for more than 20 years.
The snow and the slush will cover up from bad spots. If you're on a pressure crack and you see snow and slush, you know that crack, it appears to be maybe a foot, 2 feet wide, but on each side of that crack you could have 10-15 feet of bad ice on each side of that crack.
DNR officials say check with locals who know the conditions, but also know ice safety is never 100%.
Mother Nature doesn't care. If you're falling through, you're falling through.
300,000 people ice fish in Wisconsin. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
It's fully leaded education talk. Hard facts with a humorous twist. Check out Busted Pencils Tuesdays at 7 on the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW, and on the Civic Media app.
Latrell spent more than 8 years in foster care. His world changed when he was adopted at 15 with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
I think about how much we love him, and I wish we could have had him for his entire childhood.
The Foundation is changing the lives of thousands of teens waiting in foster care. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. To the surprise of no one, Donald Trump easily won the Iowa caucuses. Ron DeSantis was second. Nikki Haley, third.
Now the focus shifts to New Hampshire, where the primary is coming in just a few days. Former President Donald Trump has a lead there in that race when you look at recent polling as well. But Nikki Haley has gained momentum. She is closing in on him, and she is hoping to run up the score there with independents in that state who can vote in that primary election. We know that Ron DeSantis is skipping ahead to South Carolina to try and improve his chances there.
ABC's Avery Harper. Some 190 million Americans are getting a real taste of winter. Record cold extending all the way south to the Gulf Coast. It's so cold, Chicago, Detroit, Denver, Dallas, and Houston are closing schools today. Looks like someone swatted the White House. Emergency vehicles responded to what turned out to be a bogus report on Monday that the executive mansion was on fire. It was not. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Tens of thousands of people in Wisconsin have had to endure the coldest weather of the winter so far without power to heat their homes and businesses. Most of the outages are in southeast Wisconsin, where We Energy says it expects to have all the power back on by midday Tuesday. Arctic air is forecasted to keep highs in the single digits through Tuesday. A bipartisan bill would decriminalize having up to 14 grams of marijuana. Under the bill, anyone with less than 14 grams would not face criminal charges but would have to pay a $100 fine. It would also lower the penalties for being caught a second time. Several Wisconsin cities have already decriminalized possessing small amounts of marijuana. Assembly Republicans introduced a bill to legalize medical marijuana last week. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
Packers advance in the playoffs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It was a stunning win. Green Bay 48-32 over the heavily favored Cowboys in Dallas. Aaron Jones rushed for 118 yards and scored three touchdowns. Jordan Love threw three touchdowns and had nearly a perfect quarterback rating of 157.2.
It's been a long season. We've been counted out. Can't say enough how proud I am of everybody in the locker room.
Cowboys head coach Mike McCarthy on the loss.
I don't think anybody saw this coming. I mean, you got to give Green Bay credit. They came in here hot, and yeah, we're hurting.
Team owner Jerry Jones.
The coaching to the players to what's around the corner on a personal basis, I'm floored.
The Packers face the 49ers on the road Saturday night, 7:15 in the divisional playoffs. NBA, the Bucks with a 144-143 win in overtime against the Sacramento Kings. Damian Lillard coming up with a huge three-point winning shot at the buzzer. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic.
It is bitterly cold out there this morning, and that is going to be the case for a pretty good chunk of the day today. Wind chill minus 25 to minus 35. It'll be mostly cloudy, breezy, high of 1 above today. Tonight, 2 below, but not as windy. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, with a high right around 8. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, 7 below zero.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10, on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM, WGBW.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
To the big-hearted, the bold, the teachers, the growers, the builders, the change makers, we need you. We are the Peace Corps. In more than 60 countries, we go the distance to make a difference. We're volunteers, partners, communities, bringing our experience, joy, and passion to building a better world together. Are you looking for more? Then we are looking for you. Join us at peacecorps.gov.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
We all have someone we love, like the favorite lyric in our favorite song. You can't imagine life without them. Cancer screening tests can help keep the person you love around longer by detecting changes before cancer develops, or catch it early when it may be easier to treat. And many tests are available for free or are covered by insurance. It's time to sound like a broken record. Tell all your friends and family, I love you. Get screened. Visit cancer.org/get screened to learn more.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Blow the field numerous times by running deep goal route, and it opens some stuff up.
Who needs an alarm clock when you've got the farm babe? Pam Yonke and the Farm Report.
Oh, bundle up the kids if they're headed back to school today. I see a lot of schools in Wisconsin are delaying opening today just because of the severe weather. Wind chill advisory in effect through the morning hours. Today, no better than 2 above, despite the fact that we're going to have sunshine. Winds today out of the west-southwest gusting up to 15 miles an hour. That's why that wind chill advisory is in effect. For tomorrow, partly cloudy. 14 are expected high. Thursday, mostly cloudy, 11 above. Friday, mostly cloudy, 7 above. I'm PM Yonke. Tickled to have you along with us. John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend, is going to be stepping in this morning. He is going to recap all the activity from Friday's World Ag Supply Demand Report. Today is the 16th day of January. What can I tell you? On this day in 1919, Prohibition started. The 18th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution stopped the manufacture, sale, or transportation of intoxicating liquors. Started on this day back in 1919. On this day in 1965, The Outer Limits aired for the very last time on ABC. Happy birthday to actress Kate Moss, 50 years young, and now you know. I'm doing what I can to put a little bounce in your step despite the severely cold weather we're facing around the state of Wisconsin. Let's think summertime activities. That's what they were thinking about during the Wisconsin Fair Association's annual convention in Wisconsin Dells. Charity Seebecker was there and spoke with one of the leaders of the International Association of Fairs and Expos. You know, trying to make sure that they're securing top quality entertainment, always looking for those carnival partners. And then, of course, it's the sweet treats you're looking for. That all comes together to make for a successful county fair. But according to one of her guests, the dynamics of county fairs, not just in the state, in the United States, but globally, is changing.
It may be hard to think of warm summer days and flashing carnival lights while facing snow and freezing temperatures, but members of the fair community recently gathered in Wisconsin Dells for the annual Wisconsin Association of Fairs Convention. I'm Charity Seebecker with the Midwest Farm Report, and while at the conference, I talked with Joe Reynolds, International Association of Fairs and Expo Chair. She provides some insight into the changing landscape of fairs across the country and globally.
I think we've seen a lot of change since COVID, and it would be hard to compare prior COVID times to now, but I think we're seeing a resurgence of fairs and their strength, and the sponsors are coming back. I think what we are seeing, though, are not unlike what we see in the grocery stores with increased food costs that affects our concessionaires. Fuel for our carnivals to travel can be a challenge. But I think overall, our visitors are really happy to get back out, get to the fairs, do their hands-on. I think we had enough virtual during 2020, and we're all looking to get out there and you know, smell the smells and touch everything. So I think we're seeing that resurgence, and I think fairs are coming back stronger because of the pandemic, or since the pandemic, I should say.
And where does Wisconsin stand out when comparing our fair to others on an international level? Maybe this comparison of what we bring in entertainment-wise or focus on agriculture education compared to other places that maybe are unique or different.
I think here in the Midwest and including Wisconsin, we see that egg base, and that is very strong, and we have to continue that because we have several generations that are third and fourth generation removed away from production agriculture, and I still feel like here, including Wisconsin, and especially Wisconsin with the dairies and all of the specialized crops here, that Wisconsin is very active, no matter whether it's at the IAFE convention, whether it's in their state associations. Wisconsin really does stand out as an active state. And I'm just going to give a shout out here to Jamie Boutke, who's our state and provincial leader in the state of Wisconsin. There are a lot of states that would love to have Jamie, and a lot of the programs and initiatives and things that are brought about that are so strong in Wisconsin are because of her and her leadership with her board and staff.
And what tips do you have for fairs when it comes to creating those good relationships with the vendors, their exhibitors, and carnivals, and all the people that they have to work with to be able to put on a well-put fair?
I think a key is reaching out to them and finding out how they can be a partner. What are their missions? What are their goals? And how can we align to be a good partner for each other? Obviously, we need their sponsorship and their buy-in to what we're doing, and we also need them. So I think it's very important to sit down and have one-on-one conversations, ask those tough questions so that everyone comes out on top. The IAFE has recently produced a book in conjunction with the OABA, the Outdoor Amusement Business Association, and they have put together a carnival conversation starter book, so to speak, where the carnival can ask questions and so can the fairs, so that they can come together and have a mutual beneficial agreement between them. And I think that could be used for other organizations also.
And where do you see the future of the fair industry going? If maybe if it was your ideal image, your ideal picture, where would that look like? Or what do you see needs to happen moving forward?
I think we need to keep the production agriculture and the hands-on and the learning at the forefront. Again, we've got a lot of visitors that come from the city. You know, chocolate milk doesn't come from brown cows and that type of thing. We've got to educate in such a way that they understand and that the ag community is a friendly place and good people.
That was Joel Reynolds, International Association of Fairs and Expo Chair. As the fair industry moves forward, she says she envisions a future where production agriculture, hands-on experiences, and education remain at the forefront. From the Midwest Farm Report, and Charity Seebecker.
Join the fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke along with the Wisconsin soybean and corn growers at the 2024 Corn Soy Expo. It's happening on February 1st and 2nd at the Kalahari Resort in the Wisconsin Dells. Pam will be broadcasting on Thursday at 11:30 a.m. with Compeer Financial, located in booth 409. She'll broadcast at 2 p.m. with the Wisconsin Soybean Board at booth 402. For more information or to make plans to attend, visit cornsoyexpo.org.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
The end of harvest, snow covered fields, and an early morning sunrise. Winter is a good time to evaluate your livestock's health. BioVet loves seeing healthy animals contribute to your farm's profitability. The knowledge and support from our team is here to help you make the difference in the health and productivity on your farm. Help your livestock stay healthy and call 1-800-BioVet1 or visit bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
The Wisconsin DNR also thinking about springtime activities. They are now offering free tree seedlings to every fourth grade student in the state of Wisconsin. It's part of their Arbor Day tree planting program. All they need are fourth grade principals, teachers, or anybody that homeschools to place their seedling orders by March 15th. You can find more details on the Wisconsin DNR website if you want to get those tree seedlings coming your way. Coming your way in just moments, John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. Stick around. So an overnight electronic trade after a three-day weekend. Markets are mixed right now in Chicago. March corn currently down 2.5 at 444.5. December new crop down 2.5 at 479 and a quarter. March soybeans are up a nickel, 1229 and a quarter. November new crops up 4.5 at 1206. July wheat right now unchanged, 618 and three quarters. The February class 3 milk is up a dime right now, $16 even. March milk, that is unchanged. Okay, what did we find out about the World Ag Supply Demand Report that was released on Friday? It did kind of shock the marketplace, but in all the wrong ways. John Heinberg's going to break it down for us coming up next.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning, and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
It seems like everywhere you look right now, someone is sick. This year, prepare your family for airborne invaders like bacteria, pollen, and yes, germs with Navage Nasal Care. Navage flushes ultra-pure, refreshing saline in one nostril, around the back of the nose, and out of the other nostril. Navage sucks out viruses, dust, and other airborne particles, all the stuff that gets trapped in your nose, making you miserable. Don't get caught empty-handed this winter. Get Navage, the drug-free solution that helps you breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier. Even better, Navage is HSA FSA eligible, so Navage is a great way to spend those funds before they expire. Don't wait a minute longer. Buy Navage today and you'll breathe easier knowing you're putting your funds to good use. Navage is available online at Navage.com or Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Near East Town Mall.
An industry that feeds the world is definitely an industry worth talking about. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Again, everybody talking about the wind chill this morning. It's dangerous out there, folks, so please think about that. If you've got to be exposed to the elements like a lot of our farmers do, a lot of our outdoor workers, anybody that's going, even the kids standing for the bus, please think twice about how you're addressing them today, because this is dangerous. Dangerous is exactly what the marketplace is these days. It started on Friday with the World Ag Supply Demand Report that blew the market away with big numbers. John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend, joining us live this morning. Want to remind you, as always, about their website, totalfarmmarketing.com, and the toll-free number if you want to follow up on any of this conversation with John, 800-334-9779. That's 800-334-9779. I almost cringe at this conversation, John, because literally the World Ag Supply Demand Report that came out on Friday in front of a three-day weekend, I could not find much good news within.
Yeah, the USDA reports come out, and the January one is one that always seems to have a little bit of a surprise to it. And unfortunately, we did get a negative surprise, at least in terms of the estimated yields for corn and soybeans. And that just sent ripple effects all the way through the numbers and into the marketplace on Friday. And let's just get right to the nitty gritty on things. It just bumped that corn yield up to 177.3 bushels per acre. And that's a 2.4 bushel per acre jump. Mark was actually expecting maybe that number to stay steady, if not even decrease a little bit. And that just adds a lot to the pile. Now, the USDA did make some demand adjustments, and those are logical adjustments considering larger corn supply, lower prices, increased demand. So it does move the carryover a little bit higher. You know, and that's what this market did not need, is seeing carryover move to 2.162 billion bushels. That is a lot of corn. You got to understand, last year we were about 1.3 billion bushels of total carryover. So we're looking at nearly double where we were last year in terms of corn supplies. So again, prices continue to slide. We are softer again on the overnight. We'll see how this kind of plays out. You know, maybe we're getting to a capitulation point, at least in the corn price, where maybe things can find some stability, but the numbers are still just pointing to a slippery slope. So right now for producers, you know, you got to kind of get control of your unpriced bushels, whether it's through put strategies or some type of strategy here, because right now with the break of 460, that was a big number for me. We lost that last week. You know, we're looking at possibly challenging those lower fours now on the historical side in terms of these charts, and the money just continues to push the ag sector to the downside. You know, so that's at least the ugly picture in the corn market right now.
Yeah, the corn market was really the one that I think surprised a lot of folks. Record-breaking yields that I think most people would have expected the drought to take that number away, John.
Yeah, it was an interesting year. And then things, as we heard towards the end of the year, talking to producers across the country, everything was, boy, I'm just surprised. When I look at these extra bushels, this is doing better than I thought. You know, we only got 12 inches of rain, but a lot of yield. You know, those types of comments came to us. Now, maybe the numbers are high, and we'll figure that out down the road. You know, back in 2019, we had a similar situation where the yield got jumped up at the end, and then the grain stockpile was just kind of a mess for a while until we got it figured out. And then that just played havoc on prices for the whole year. So who knows if that's another situation like that. Again, unfortunately, those things can get straightened out down the road. Biggest thing is we still need to see some demand in here. We need to see some corn sales on the books. Things have been quiet there. Now this is the export window for U.S. corn to kind of kick in. So, you know, maybe that can be some of the stuff that gives us some price stability here. We'll see. But, you know, the biggest thing is look at the cash market. Where's the basis at? That just tells you where the supply is right now. You know, last year's cash market was fairly strong here. This year we're looking at a negative basis across the countryside in most areas, again, just reflecting the supply of corn that's sitting here in the front end of this market trying to find a home.
Let's talk about the international market. United States, regardless of our price, has not seen much action. You had mentioned before since mid-December. Anything come of this? Come out of the export from this?
Hopefully this will fire up a little bit more purchasing. Obviously, if I'm an end user, what's the hurry right now? You got heavy supplies out there. Okay, we've got prices on the decline. Why would I want to step in and be a buyer in this window? You know, you go look at the global picture even too. Now, that was another area that was a bit of a surprise for corn. USDA raised the Chinese crop up 11 million metric tons. So the global picture came in more than we anticipated. So it just kind of shows us now that maybe the world's largest buyer of it too is still got extra supplies, and I think that's been a big factor. You know, biggest thing is, you know, currently corn sales on the books 38% higher than last year. Right now we're sitting about 1.2 billion bushels of sales on the books. USDA is targeting 2.1 billion, so, you know, at least according to that, it's a good pace. But the thing is, you got to understand how bad last year was in terms of the export side. So anything's an improvement. We need to still get back above the five-year average, and we're below that right now in terms of sales. Some of that though is the fact that China's just not in here for U.S. corn. They bought a lot of Brazilian corn. Brazilian exports were record this last year. It came down just to those cheaper prices. You know, realistic, with the exception of those couple years here where China stepped in the market, they typically don't buy a ton of U.S. corn, and that looks to be the case again this year. So we need to find some other markets for this product to move to.
John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend, joining us live on this frigid Tuesday morning. Don't forget TotalFarmMarketing.com, the website, 800-334-9779, 800-334-9779. Let's talk a little bit more about those end users. How are we doing on things like ethanol production, John? Is there any bright light out there that we can cast people's eyes on this morning?
You know, ethanol production has actually been one of the pluses right now, as well as the feed usage side. Now, that was an area we saw some adjustments on the report in terms of added demand. You know, ethanol has been running fairly well, but we're concerned about the gasoline demand. We saw some drop there a couple of weeks ago. Over the Christmas holiday, we didn't see the travel that the market was anticipating. But at least at this time frame, with corn prices where they are, the margins are still good, so they're still going to stay active in the marketplace. You know, but again, that ethanol grind just doesn't match up to the demand we need on the export front in terms of our, you know, total product movement. And that still seems to be the driver as the global prices, as we just look where we're going to compare to South America, mainly Brazil and Argentina, obviously. Now, right now, like I said, this is our export window. Brazil corn is kind of used up right now. The Argentina crop's been dealing with 2 years of drought, has a potential record crop coming later this spring. But until that gets harvested, the only game in town realistically for corn right now on the export market is going to be the United States.
All right, so let's talk about, you mentioned we're going to have to work through these numbers, that there may be questions about where the yield's truly there. We got to work through it. How are we going to work through it? I expect pain today, John, because they're coming back after 3 days following the report. How are we going to work through this?
You know, again, it's unfortunately the best way to work through it is to bring prices down, to fire up the demand side, to get the usage that we need to see. That's why I said for producers, you know, we need to get control of those bushels that are unprotected right now, whether it's just using shorter term put strategies, put floors in here, just make sure we protect what value that we have. I know it's not a profitable value for most guys, given the expense of the corn crop this last growing season, but I would rather have a floor here, minimizing my losses versus leaving myself wide open as we've been through this point. You know, then maybe we can get some price stability. I go look at 2014, very similar type of year in terms of price movement. We did get some rally after the USDA report, very similar type of reaction. Again, that's 1 year compared to another. It's like flipping coins. But at the same time, you know, maybe there's some hope in here that the prices have come down far enough. A lot of it still comes down to the money flow and the funds just saying, all right, we pushed this far enough one way. Time to, now we got planting season coming. Maybe we bring our shortness out of the market, and that could give us some price flow too.
Well, we'll have to keep an eye on it, that's for sure. Appreciate it, John, as always. John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. Want to follow up? Like I said, their website, totalfarmmarketing.com. You can email John H at totalfarmmarketing.com. You want to pick up the phone? The number again, 800-336-9779. Make that 800-334-9779. Yankee can't read at a distance. Checking in tomorrow morning from Green Bay and Dairy Strong.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Growth is expected for the biofuels business, just not all at once. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators, and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farmincentive. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to Right Spot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. In yesterday's show, University of Illinois ag marketing expert Scott Irwin suggested that biofuels for aviation is not going to be an overnight success. He also believes the transition to electric vehicles is going to be a slow one.
I'm a firm believer that we are going to transition away from internal combustion engines and we'll have a fleet of all EVs, but that transition is going to be measured in decades, not in years. And the transition to sustainable aviation fuel, I believe, will be proceeding along the same timeline.
On the subject of timelines, says Irwin,
I think we will have a nice long-run market for probably ethanol, some also through the renewable diesel path, for decarbonizing jet fuel. I do think that that is the market opportunity for U.S. crop agriculture in the biofuels in the long run, and I think it will happen, but definitely not in the next few years.
Irwin spoke at Purdue University's recent Top Farmer Conference. I'll feature other conference presenters in the next couple of days. to talk about the Farm Bill and about shipping issues on the Mississippi River. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10, on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM, WGBW.
It's fully leaded education talk.
Hard facts with a humorous twist.
Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW, and on the Civic Media app.
There are 1,000 ways to say it.
Nope. Knock it off. Shut it down. Dream on. No dice. Give it a rest. Not a chance.
Or just...
all text. You focus on the road.
As a passenger, you have the power to prevent an accident. There are 1,000 ways to stop a distracted driver. Choose one.
A message from CTIA.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.